Hundreds of thousands of Iranians began voting today in a crucial presidential election. Of the four candidates, activity has mainly been focused on incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and reformist Mir Hossein Mousavi, who have been hurling accusations and counter-accusations at each other. However, the election outcome is expected to have little impact on Iran's key policies, including its nuclear program or possible talks with Washington. We spoke to visiting research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, Ali Alfonay, who says that regardless of the outcome of the election, no candidate will actually win.
At each presidential election in the Islamic Republic, the system has managed to pick up one theme which could mobilize the masses to go out and vote, because the system wants to portray itself as a democracy with a very, very large popular participation. During this election, televised presidential debates was the subject which mobilized the masses and makes people go into the streets in support of their candidates. None of the presidential candidates is really going to win. The only winner is Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, because he has managed once again to mobilize the voters to go into the streets, to show enthusiasm towards the election process rather than apathy and stay home. And even voter participation may reach as high as 60%, which will be hailed as a victory not only for the candidate who wins the election, but as a victory for the system.